At the first pitch to Bass, low in the dirt for ball one.
And it's kind of hard to lock back in if you're a batter or even a base runner after you see one of your star players and probably even more friend go down with that kind of injury. Yeah. So Bass again got to lock in here and produce with two runners on.
As the 1-0 pitch is going to be out inside for ball two. Then we'll talk about the crowd here. We've been kind of mentioning, noticing this. Louisiana fans have a really good crowd on here today, really this whole weekend, as they made the trip down from Lafayette, Louisiana. The 2-0 pitch, breaking ball outside for ball three. So kind of don't want to mess around and load the bases here if you're the Cajuns.
Yeah, and this Cajun fan base travels so well. They're known for it. Baseball was here just a few weekends ago, and yep, they traveled well, and they show out for their Cajuns.
And there you go, four-pitch walk as that 3-0 pitch is in the dirt for ball four. So this will officially load the bases as everybody will move station to station. Smith will head to third, Lawlin will be at second, and Bass will be on first. It's now Tibet up to bat for the Bobcats will be Katarina Zarate. And it looks like we got a little bit of a meeting with all the infielders for the Cajuns.
Jerry Glasgow, the head coach for the Louisiana Cajuns, came out and discussed something with the umps. He's been making several substitutions all weekend long, and appears that he's going to be calling from the bullpen.
Sure will, as we will have a pitching change here for the Cajuns as Sam Landry comes out of the game. And we will have that set up for you coming up after this break. Do not go anywhere. You're listening to Texas State Softball on KTSW, Sam Marcus. Sam Landry's day. Sam Landry comes out as we welcome you back to Bobcat Softball Stadium. New pitcher on the mound for the Cajuns, number 25, Chloe Riacetto for the Cajuns, comes in to relieve Landry.
And Risotto, the sophomore pitcher out of Friendswood High School, out of Friendswood, Texas. She saw action yesterday against the Bobcats and basically was able to do the exact same thing Sam Landry did on Friday and get that shutout. So obviously I think the possible play here is bringing in a new pitcher. Zarate has not seen her yet, and get some, basically some time out, so like timing out the batter and getting something that you haven't seen so far. So possibly to turn the double play.
Double play is quite possible as we are resume action. Katarina Zarate up to bat with the bases fully juiced with one out in the inning. As first pitch from Riacetto, that's going to be swung on down the line for a third base hit. Here comes Smith. Here comes Lawler. Bass will head to third as Zarate gets the two RBI double to put the Bobcats on the board for the first time this weekend. 2-0 our score.
And that play by Coach Glasgow to switch pitchers and bring in Risotto has completely backfired as Zarate was just able to get a hold of that one and send that one all the way down the left field line and bring in two runners, I mean, and get the double on top of it. Got two runners in scoring position right now with Megan Kellner up to bat. What a play by Zarate.
Zarate drives a base hit down the third baseline as we will resume action. Megan Kellner up to bat. As she lays down the first pitch, bunt shown, but it's going to be fouled off. As the count will be 0-1. Boy, the Bobcat crowd has been kind of silent all weekend. They fully came alive after that base hit.
It's been a lot of Cajun cheering for sure. Yeah. And it almost feels like a Cajun home game sometimes for how well they travel. But Zarate gave the Bobcat fan base something to cheer about just now.
The 0-1 pitch, fastball outside for ball number one. So we are ones across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. With run runner on third, that is Bass.
Megan Kellner, the sophomore out of Kyle, Texas, just up the road, batting 174 so far on the season in the nine-hole spot.
The 1-1 pitch, swung on hard, into left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Bass will score. Here comes Katarina Zarate. Kellner goes to second easily. Another two runs come in off a two RBI double from Megan Kellner.
And that 174 batting average does not do justice to Kellner's situational hitting, as she's been able to show up in a lot of these big moments. And as the nine-hole hitter, that is exactly what you want to see. Now you're at the top of the lineup, you bring in Hannah Earls, and you just want to keep rolling and producing off this momentum the Bobcats have so far.
So we have a mound visit for the Canes as they try to calm down, Rhea Suttle down. Boy, I tell you what, whatever head coach Ricky Witter said in these past two games definitely meets up as the Bobcats have their first runs here this whole weekend.
I mean, it finally clicked. Something finally clicked, yeah. For sure. I mean, obviously you probably would have liked to see this Friday, but if it takes till Sunday, and this is exactly what I was saying in the pregame show, you want to take away something from this series, and you don't want to put the Cajuns on that bus heading back to Louisiana with confidence in this ballpark. And so far, it's been slipping for sure, and this is exactly what you want to see if you're a Bobcat fan, especially in the last game against the Cajuns here at home.
We got a little bit of a visit from head coach Gary Glasgow as we will resume action as back at the top of the lineup for the Bobcats as number three, Hannah Earls, will step in to try to bring another run home. And the thing, Bobcats are close to batting around here in this inning alone.
And the best part about this is you only have one out.
Yeah, exactly. So, but I think this is a really intense defense here shown as kind of looking at the defense adjustment as the first pitch is right down the chute for strike one. Grader is way in the infield, way inside the infield, call it mostly at close to the first base bag, and Sam Rowe is close to the pitching mound as the 0-1 pitch is outside for ball number one.
I don't think I've ever seen a shift this bunched up before.
I don't think so either.
Even in softball, which obviously has a smaller field, but they are ready for Hannah Earls to slap bunts or anything or form or fashion that might get her on base.
The 1-1 pitch, ground ball, somebody swung on, fouled off as the count will be 1-2. But to also make case in point, right field is wide open. So if anything, if you're Hannah Rose, that is the spot you definitely want to make contact with to try to bring Kellner home.
Yeah, you really, if you're Hannah Earls, you want to slap that ball right over to right field where Grader would be. But obviously, Earls is used to using her legs and usually bunting or slap hitting and getting on first base, which does not seem like an option as of right now.
So we are twos across board, two balls, two strikes. One out in the inning. One runner on second with Kellner as the 2-2 swung on hard will be fouled off as that becomes a souvenir and the count will remain 2-2.
Now in a perfect Bobcat world, you obviously want to get Hannah Earls on first, whether that be hitting over to right field as Earls steps out of the box to talk to Coach Woodard.
Obviously Coach Woodard got the chance to speak with her yesterday and she basically said the same thing about trying to get everybody's secured and situated now, kind of making a little bit of adjustments here as we have now another big time adjustment. Boy, Cajuns are got to now shift to the left side as the center field is now wide open for Hannah Rose. And to think there's separation between Vasquez and Langliers at their respective positions. So this is going to be a highly interesting situation.
They are definitely ready for that bunt still.
The 2-2 swung on, ground ball to the third baseman, Elstead. Elstead will fire the first four row in time for the second out of the inning. However, it does move Kellner to third. So now you got two gone in the inning with runner on third base.
And honestly, I think that's what Coach Woodard would have like to see. Obviously, they want Earls on base, but you get a runner in scoring position, and you got Sydney Harvey up. So not too shabby for Earls and Coach Woodard.
So Harvey swings at the first pitch. That is to be lined out and caught by the left fielder Hayden, but the damage is done as the Bobcats bring four to the plate off of three base hits, no errors, One runner left on as we play through two. Bobcats lead this one 4-0, heading into top of the third inning. Don't go anywhere, folks. You're listening to Texas State Softball on KTSW, San Marcos.